Shalom, today's daf yomi is Yevamos daf ayin beis, Yevamos 72. We're going to start on the very bottom of ayin aleph and beis, on the two lines from the bottom. The Gemara has told us at this point that the generation of the wilderness did not get circumcised, that the generation who left Egypt was circumcised, but the generation of the wilderness was not circumcised. So the Gemara asks, Ubemidbar my time lo moho, what's the reason that they were not circumcised when they were in the wilderness? And Tosfos points out that this implies that they weren't circumcised at all, because mashma de lo moho klal, that the implication of these words is that they weren't circumcised at all. There's an alternative approach that says that they were circumcised, they just didn't do the priya, which we had discussed was the removal of the membrane underneath the circumcision. But the implication of the Gemara is that they weren't circumcised at all. And then Tosfos says, well, if that's the case, how are they able to eat from the sacrificial meat if they weren't the kachim, if they weren't circumcised? All the meat that they were eating in the wilderness, we learned from other Gemaras, had to be the sacrificial meat when they were in the wilderness. And so therefore, how are they able to eat from this meat if they weren't circumcised? So could be, says Tosfos, that the only people who ate from the kachim meat in the wilderness were those who left Egypt. But those who were born in the wilderness who weren't properly circumcised, they didn't eat from the sacrificial meat. So that's one possible understanding. So the Gemara answers, what's the reasoning why they were not circumcised in the wilderness? So Ibayas Ema, one possibility is Mishum Chulsha de Orcha, that because of the weakness of their travels, meaning to say when they were traveling, it was going to be hard for them to be circumcised. And so therefore, they were traveling, they're having to move around. And so since that's the case, they weren't circumcised. That's one explanation. Ibayas Ema, on the top of I'm Beis Amid Aleph, the other explanation that the Gemara offers is Mishum Dulo Nashev Wuhu Ruach Tzafonis. And that means to say because they didn't have the northern wind blowing for them. That Rashi tells us the northern wind was not too hot and not too cold, and the sun was shining. And so therefore they weren't circumcised for this reason, because they didn't have the ideal conditions in order to circumcise. And the Tanya, as it states in the Braisa, Kol Osan Arba'im Shana Shayu Yisrael B'Bim, are all 40 years that the children of Israel were in the wilderness, Lo Nashvo Am Ruach Tzafonis, the northern wind did not blow for them. What's the reason why the northern wind did not blow? Ibayis Ema Mishum Dinezufim Hayu, that they were rejected by God. They didn't have the ideal conditions because God rejected them. What's the reason why they were rejected from God? Rashi says, Mimaisea Ego, as a result of the sin of the golden calf. And so therefore, they weren't worthy of the Or Noga, of the spiritual light that they would have received. And so therefore, because of the sin of the golden calf, they weren't worthy of this northern light, they weren't worthy of the Ruach Tzafonis. Or alternative answer, Ibayis Ema, Delo Nibdor Anane Kavod, that the reason why they didn't have the northern wind was not because they were Nezufim, it was not because they were rejected by God, but it's because out of the concern that if the northern wind came, the Anane HaKavod, the clouds of glory which was protecting the Jewish people, would have been sent away. And so therefore, since Hashem Yisbarach did not want to send away the Anane HaKavod, and so therefore the northern wind did not come to the Jewish people while they were in the wilderness, and that's the reason why they did not get circumcised in the wilderness. So therefore, says Rav Papa Hilkach. Yoma de Eva v'Yoma de Shuta lo malinim bei. So Rav Papa says, if it's a day which is especially cloudy, Yoma de Eva is a day that is cloudy, and Yoma de Shuta, and a day which is very strong winds. Rashi says, Yoma de Shuta is Sheruach Dromas min Hasheves v'Yikasha mikol Aruchos. This is the day of the southern winds, which is the worst of all the winds. This is a day which we do not do any circumcision. Lo malinim bei. And not only that, not only do we not do circumcisions on those days, lo misoch rinon bay, we shouldn't let the blood on those days. This is a day to avoid those surgeries. But nowadays, and this is a very important concept, nowadays the dashu barabim, but nowadays everybody does this. People are or alternatively, people are anyway doing circumcisions on such days that we don't view the southern wind as really a problematic day for us to engage in medical operations. So everybody's taking this path. Shomer Upsayim Hashem. Therefore, we have a principle that Hashem watches over the fools, and therefore, for this reason, Once people are acting in this way, then and we see that most people who act in this way are not going to be in danger as a result of it. Therefore, we're able to rely upon it, and even though there's some dangers to it, that's why we're able to do it. And Rav Moshe, you know, raised this point in a tshuva that, you know, as you know, there's a lot of behaviors that people do which are not necessarily inherently safe, that there is a danger to them, like, for example, riding a motorcycle or going skiing or going scuba diving. These are activities which have an element of danger to them, but are people allowed to do it? So we see in this context that Rav Moshe says that since there's this concept of Shomer Pesayim Hashem, God watches over fools, since most people who do it don't get hurt, therefore it's going to be permitted.